We're at the point now where one in three of us have probably already ditched our New Year's resolutions. Joining us is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, surprisingly, few people are actually successful with their resolutions.
Yeah, that's right. And we're just at the point of time. So, you know, all those things that sounded so great on New Year's Day, suddenly by Groundhog Day, are not sounding so terrific. And so this is a moment where we kind of need to regroup.
So for those of us who may be wavering, help get us back on track.
Yeah, I know. Well, so one of the things that I really like is, like, just to take a step back and say, whatever your commitment you made, lose weight, exercise more, eat healthy, whatever you made, take a step back and really do a little soul searching. Ask yourself, do I really think I can succeed at this? And if you can't, then maybe you need to revise. You need to think about what would be a more realistic goal. And this is based on pretty good research from the University of Scranton, where they found if people thought they really couldn't succeed at something, odds are they probably can't. So they need to kind of regroup and set a new goal.
So I would assume that planning and preparation are really the key.
Planning and preparation are absolutely the key. So think about this. If you've committed to eating healthy, but you don't have anything in your kitchen to cook, you're kind of undermining yourself. If you want to exercise, but every morning you get up and you push the snooze button, and you need these to be very specific goals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about those smart, you know, specific goals that with a time and a place, and then think about all the steps that lead up to doing that particular activity.
And you have to do what you need to do to make all that happen too.
That's right. So, you know, if you're going to exercise, it might be a good idea, and it's in the morning, to put your clothes out ahead of time. Maybe you need a partner. I used to walk with a friend who was in the neighborhood and has unfortunately moved away. But we walked consistently a couple times a week, and we knew that we were going to meet each other, and you would not want to renege on that. So that was really important.
You didn't want to stiff your friend.
You didn't want to stiff your friend. So, and that kept us going. So it's finding things like that that'll keep you in the game and your head in the game that are more likely to make you succeed.
And is it a good idea to have a backup plan just in case something like that doesn't
come
to fruition?
You got to have that backup plan, because as we've learned, you know, even in the first month of the year, that nothing goes as planned.
Right.
And so you want to think about, okay, if the weather gets really bad, what's my backup plan? And if mm-hmm. I'm planning to exercise, and maybe that's where you go to something that you could do indoors. Like a lot of the cable TV companies now have exercise on demand. Mm-hmm. Really simple. Do it in your living room. Or maybe you just put on a record and dance. Or maybe you get a few light weights and you've got them around. So you've got something to do, or those stretchy, flexible things that you can, again, have a little resistance bands. Those will help.
Run up and down your stairs,
walk around the mall. If you could get to the mall, mm-hmm. you know, that's a good place. Go early, go late. They're open and a lot of people are walking. Find whatever it is that's going to keep you on track. And that's going to vary, obviously, by person to person.
Because there were not a lot of gym sessions in the days after the blizzard.
No, there were not a lot of gym sessions. But
and also gyms can be expensive.
They could be very expensive. And you don't have to go to the gym to be active. So it could also just be in my office, if I'm feeling our lights go out if we don't move fast enough. So when the lights go out in my office, literally, if there's lack of movement in
motion
your office,
sensors.
The motion sensor turns the light off.
Wow.
When that happens, I realize, oh, I've been sitting way too long. So that's
great idea.
That is a moment to get up and at least do a lap around the office, if nothing else.
Nice.